The war-torn nation of Afghanistan is where we start. Despite an effort by a U.S.-led coalition to topple the nation's former rulers, a terrorist group known as the Taliban, they continue to pose a major challenge for the Afghan government. And the ISIS terrorist group, which also operates in Afghanistan, is making conditions even more complicated and deadly. This month, more than 150 people have been killed in the Middle Eastern country, the majority of them in attacks over the last 9 days. An assault on a military base in the capital of Kabul left 11 dead yesterday. An ambulance filled with explosives killed more than 100 people over the weekend. Attacks on a charity group named Save the Children and on people staying at a hotel in Kabul are among those that killed dozens more. The Taliban said it was behind two of these assaults, while ISIS claimed the rest. And reporters there say residents are increasingly afraid that the Afghan government can't protect them. The country is holding a national day of prayer on Tuesday. The U.S. has had troops in Afghanistan since it went to war there in 2001. There are at least 11,000 American servicemen and women there now, possibly more. Regardless of where they're stationed around the world, a fitness tracking application could be posting their movements publicly for anyone to see, and that could be a serious security problem. It starts innocently enough. A few U.S. troops use an app to track their morning run, how far they go, how long it takes. They're supposed to be trained on how to turn on the privacy settings on their smartphone or watch, but they don't. And suddenly their route, which might include sensitive information about their base, for instance, is public. The U.S. Central Command says it's changing its privacy policies after this happens.